Hey,
Sup, dog?
your phone's working. You want me to try to call you?
No, 'cause someone just called me and it worked. I think it's that I have to be at my desk and have my desktop open. When I go to lunch and I shut down my computer, just it's gonna go straight to voicemail. I don't have a physical phone. It's all done through software on my computer.
Already?
Yeah.
So you got a headset.
Got a headset.
Pretty
That I
cool.
do. Anyways, though, man, how's it been since we last chatted this morning? You been doing well?
Everything has been good. Everything has been very good. We're having a huge month, so
Oh, you
no
are?
complaints. Yeah, how about you guys?
I think that, we were ended out July like pretty well. It's
Yeah.
not great. We did well, and
Yeah.
I think that the funny thing about July is that it started off slow. And then there was just kind of a flood at the end of the month. We weren't able to fund them all.
Yeah.
So I think there was a good overflow after that, but
Nice.
it slowed down a little bit, like as whereas at the end of June there was maybe like 10 submissions a day, and now it's back down to like
Yeah.
six,
Okay.
seven.
It's only the 10th of the month though, so.
Yeah, we're on a decent track. We definitely have some things in funding right now. I know, I think before I left, I sent you something kind of saucy.
We got a big one. We got a big offer out. Keep it
Yeah,
crispy.
that one wasn't for me.
That was a big one.
That wasn't the
Let's
one
take a
that.
look at the ones that you submitted this morning, though. Oh shit. Lazarus at the oil field, was that the one that we spoke about this morning?
That's. I kind of didn't have high hopes on that one.
Report a criminal history.
So he's a criminal.
Yeah. What was the other one?
There was
Is
one for.
ABA Designs yours?
Oh yeah, that was it.
74-4. Dean's coming to the office tomorrow.
Yeah, man. I think he would have been there sooner if Delta wouldn't have fucked up.
What happened? His flights got all screwed up?
Yeah, you didn't hear, Delta had a computer glitch that delayed like
Oh.
1,500 flights over the past 2 days.
No way.
Yeah.
So he missed a lot. When was he flying in? This morning to New
He was
York?
supposed to fly in yesterday morning, but he
And
went to the airport, waited for hours, and then ended up going home and catching one this morning, apparently.
oh my God, that's brutal.
Yeah, super brutal.
It's not cool.
No.
All right, so we got a decent approval out on ABA here too.
So much going on right now. Hold on. Let me compose myself for a moment. Too much going on.
Take a breather.
Could use one, dude.
Take a breather.
Ever since I got back from that music fest, I'm just kind of like, whew.
Oh shit, I never, how was it?
Oh man, dude, it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was
You were living like the
phenomenal.
high life, the good life, the last 2, 3 weeks.
Dude, I just got back from vacation, essentially. So, Abba, ooh, questions. I have questions. So this is a pretty good approval. However, we have two things to cover. One, we made the line of credit known. You know about that OnDeck line of credit, and you're not going to need to pay it off.
We're gonna pay it off.
You're not going to.
No, we are.
No, because it's
Or
a
we're not going to.
$45K. There's a 45K balance on that line of credit, and then there's a 33K balance as well as a loan. Maybe it
Oh.
wasn't noted well.
33K balance with OnDeck and a line of credit at OnDeck. Customers hoping to be able to keep the OnDeck line of credit if possible.
Yeah, and I didn't have the balance when I submitted it, but earlier today I came to find that the balance was much larger than I thought. It was 46K balance on the line itself.
The merchant has a 46K balance on the line of credit.
Yeah, sorry about that. I did get an approval from Marlin though to keep the line of credit. I don't know why they don't consider it. I feel like everyone else would consider a line of credit something needing to be paid off, but
Merchant has a 46K balance on the line of credit and a 33K balance on the loan.
yeah.
Balance on the loan.
So.
Bank of Cardiff. Have an offer
At
from
Marlin
Marlin.
for 66K.
Paying off
Just the
the
loan.
loan, but not the line of credit.
But now their buy rates are the best in the industry.
And
Or they're the cheapest relative to a lot of other ones. For example, at 12 months, it's a 1.16 buy rate. That's
how
pretty
many
dang
points?
good. We can put up to 12, and there's weekly payment options.
Yeah, we could do weekly on this one, I'm sure. And we're giving you, if the merchant's rate conscious, we're giving you a higher dollar amount if we can leave the line in, and you could also use retention pricing if the rep's willing to cut into 6 points. And then you'd be at
Yeah.
a 119 buy rate.
Yeah. Wait, 119 buy rate?
Yeah.
Well, if we can keep the dollar amount, that may be what takes him over the edge. I will tell you this much. The Marlin said that the reason they are not looking to pay down the balance on the line of credit is because it seems as though they've exhibited good pay history, and that because it's already utilized 46 out of 50K, it's not like they can take out much more from that.
Yeah.
Furthermore, it sounded as though in the initial notes that this customer had the on-deck loan over a 9 month time frame, and that's what bothered him the most. So term may be the d determiner here into
Who
who
gets the
gets
hand on
what.
this one?
Yeah, use of funds for OD, free refinance too high, using for capital, bathroom, kitchen, advertising, new line launching, manufacturing of the boxes, showroom, balance is 33K, original loan amount was 50K. 50K line of credit, out. So, yeah. But like I said, the buy rate for Marlin is a little bit less, and there's no
Yeah.
OFI. However, they are already maxed at 66. They just wanted to pay off that 33 and net them half, and they didn't really seem interested in going above that. So that's all I can tell you on this one.
Okay, I put in the request for the underwriter to see if we can leave the line of credit in, so we'll see what they have to say. On that retention program now, Grant, you've got, if it falls into tier one, 12-month 116 buy rates, 10-month 112s. So
Yeah.
that's even close to where
Yeah,
Marlin are at.
at 10 months they're offering one one two buy rates at 10.
If it falls into tier one, this is a tier two
Yeah.
deal.
Yeah, hopefully it does, because then that would be even cheaper than Marlin if it probably goes tier one. So anyways.
Our 10-month tier two though is a 115 on retention with the 6-point upsell.
Oh, all right.
So then
Well,
121 factor. This is a
okay.
tier
All
two
right.
deal, so
Well, we'll start messing around with this product. We're excited about you having it, and we'll let you know more.
good stuff.
Like I said, I'll kind of just tell you whatever the hell's going on. So, you know
Yeah.
what's up here, Marlin. We're kind of out of options because most lenders would want to pay off that line of credit.
Yeah.
So really, all we did was Marlin and you guys. And then I said your other option would be a second position, but Marlin's offering that. So there you go.
Okay. All right. How about evergreen lighting?
Maybe give Amy a call on that one.
Yeah.
It's not my deal.
Or lean arch?
Not my deal. That may even be Kara.
Or Sherman hair, heat heat at air on refrigeration.
Wait, hold on. Sherman free air. Oh, that just came in. Like, not long ago at all, right?
Sherman, we put out an offer on 2 days ago, it looks like.
Sherman?
Sherman Heat Air and Refrigeration, Inc.
Also, Chewmeister. I mean, Amy.
Amy, too. Chewmeister.
Yeah, well, her, because her last name's Chew, but now it's actually Seal. Yeah.
Chewmeister.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to discuss their attention with any reps or any of the deals today, or?
No, I just got back to my desk, and I hadn't entered a FOIA approval since we had a conversation, so haven't brought it up.
Okay.
But I did tell, like, our sales manager about it, so they know.
Cool. Maybe just, like, send them the spreadsheet and ask them, like, to put in one of the cells beside the approval email or contracts out, like, need retention on this to close or something. If you could maybe send me back that spreadsheet at some point.
And then I yeah. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm going to get that to them by day's end and see if I can't get any opinions on whether it'd be worth it for underwriting to try for retention.
Okay.
Now, wait, how does that work, by the way, with retention? Does every deal qualify for retention, or does it require additional underwriting?
No, so every deal qualifies as long as it's fallen into that product. Do you know the schedule that I sent over to you with the buy rates and the tiers and terms?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So can you pull up the PDF real quick? So the deal has to be approved for an 8-month term or longer.
Okay.
And on an 8-month term, only if it's in tier 4, 5, or 6 will it qualify for retention. If it's in tier 1 to 5, essentially, it's got to be approved on a 10-month term. Tier 1, 2, 3, and 4, we can do retention pricing if it's on a 12-month term. Tier 1, 2, and 3, we can do a retention pricing if it's on a 14-month term. Tier 1 and 2, 16-month term. Tier 1, 18-month term. So,
do you see dollar amounts going up when we go to retention pricing? Because with new logic, because the points are less and the buy rates are less, you know, they'll usually throw in a few extra. Yeah.
We're going to be doing the same thing.
Cool.
So anything shorter than an 8-month term is going to qualify. On an 8-month term, it has to be in tier 4 to 6. And then 10 months is, as you can see on that schedule. So I send you every single approval and contract out in the last 30 days. Some of those deals might not qualify, right? Because they might not fall into it. It might be an 8-month tier 2, for example. But you guys just have to double-check that.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to make sure to get on that.
Awesome.
After I get caught up on the emails. So.
All right. Good stuff, bud.
Yep. Talk to you soon, dude.
Later.
All right. Later.